which is like being an ornithologist. And all of a sudden, we had a bird in our midst. It was extremely exciting. And so I was so happy when I was asked to come here tonight and talk with him about his new book, which is called A Gentleman in Moscow. And Amor and I had discussions about whether it should be Moscow in the British way or Moscow, but I'm just going to call it Moscow, although in Russian it's Moskva, just so you know. But so when I, this book, I'm assuming that you've probably read it because it came out in September. And we'll talk more specifically about Amor and the book and its magic after Boyd Gaines has read a selection from the book. But I wanted to tell Amor one other thing that he doesn't know, which is he is yet again recasting my life through fable far more magical than it was in my case, because I lived for a while in Moscow in the 90s, and he doesn't know this, but I lived in a drab Stalin block workers' corpus on the fringe of town, an hour out. Like, this is like Yonkers, it was so far. And every day I had to come in and work at this magazine office near Lubyanka, which is where the KGB was housed, but is also really just a hop, skip, and a jump from the square where the Metropole Hotel is. And but my stop was Kitai Gorod, which means Chinatown. But sometimes I would go to